Real 91.5 FM, we have the one and only Savannah Stern on the line. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? How are you?
All right, how are you doing? Thank you for calling into the hot zone or, you know, coming on to the show.
Everything's good over here on the West Coast. It's a little rainy today, but doing our thing.
Cool. Now, one of the things that I want to make sure I'm politically correct here. Do you like to be called an adult, you know, entertainer, or what's the political correct term to call you?
I think adult entertainer is the best word for it, because it's definitely for adults only, 18 and over. But I think adult entertainer sounds a little bit more classy. There's a lot of girls out here that call themselves porn stars, and they're not really porn stars. So I think adult entertainer, because, you know, I do dancing, we do shows, we do signings, and, you know, I think that kind of sums it up as the adult entertainer phrase. So
cool, because I know if it were me, I would be like, I'm a mother effing porn star. I mean, but I guess that's guys. I mean, that's a guy's look at it, you know.
It's
what I mean?
It's definitely different for guys, you're right, you're right.
We're not trying to be classy, we're just letting it know that we're just, you know, we're just right. Doing it on film, you know, and getting paid for it, so that's a luxury in its own right there.
Exactly.
So many people want to know, and, you know, first question is, how did you get started? Like, I mean, did you apply to a help wanted ad in a newspaper? Was it an email? Like, how did it come about?
You know what? I really had never, ever pictured myself being a porn star or an adult film star or a stripper.
Like, keep it classy.
Being in the industry at all, it really, really kind of just snuck up on me. My ex-dude actually was interested in starting a production company. And
aren't we all?
From California, exactly. And we actually, you know, kind of put our heads together. I ended up moving from Oregon, which is where I grew up, down to San Diego. And the first step to starting the company was really getting into the business and learning the ins and outs of it. And obviously the way to do that is to become a performer. So I started working for companies. What you do is you get in contact with the agency. There's a lot of agencies, mostly out here in LA. They've actually, since the industry's become so big, there's agencies everywhere now. But, you know, you get with the agent, they take pictures of you, and they basically just put you on a site. And, you know, the directors, producers of the adult companies will look on there. And if they like your look for the movie, they'll call the agent and book you. And that's really how the whole whirlwind of Savannah Stern started. Me and the dude aren't together anymore, so the company we initially tried to start together never worked out. But from being in the industry and staying in it, I started my own company. And that's kind of how the whole Savannah Stern story started.
So it's really no different than if you're just applying for like a regular acting role in a regular movie or anything. Just kind of put your resume
definitely
out there.
It's a little bit easier to get into the industry because it's not really like an audition. They don't have you go sit in front of a director and do an actual scene and be like, okay, she performed well, you know, we could, you know, whatever. It's not like that.
So there's no directing couch.
If you look good or you know, you want to do it, basically you're in.
Cool. Now, how many films have you done to date? Like, about how many have you been in?
Oh my goodness. I have done well over 300 videos. And that's not just, you know, straight boy, girl, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's, you know, stuff with girls, stuff by myself, solos, blowjobs, all sorts of stuff. You know what I mean? I've done pretty much everything.
Cool. And what type of films do you enjoy the most? I mean, do you like girl, girl, guy, interracial, solos? Like, what's your favorite?
I'm definitely known in the business for interracial, but I don't do that anymore because I really, in the industry, it's very political. Some people really look down upon girls doing interracial, and I wanted to kind of take it to the next level and really do some bigger films and start, you know, my career, you know, kind of take it differently than most girls can and do a little crossover stuff. So my favorite, I would have to say, is probably Solo, because I know me the best, you know what I mean? And you only have to worry about you being on camera, but I'm such a teaser. I love teasing, and that's the best way to do it. So I would say Solo, but don't get me wrong. All of it's great.
I guess you have to have a love for sex to actually be doing porn, right? Because I hear so many girls out there really, it's like they get tired of it and they don't, you know, they're not into the sex anymore, and it kind of takes away from what they do. So I guess you have to.
That's true. You know, it's really hard for people, I think, outside the industry to really understand that this is a business. Like, we are business women and men, really, really going to work every day and putting in work. And whatever type of work, you know, it may be, some people look at it, you know, as a bad thing, but sometimes it's hard because, you know, when you're waking up at 6 a.m., you got to be on set and sitting in a makeup chair at 7. People, you know, it sounds great, but when you're doing it constantly, it really, really does become a job. So you have to really keep that balance of having fun, knowing that you're very lucky to be able to do what you're doing, but also understand that there is some level of professionalism that you got to keep, you know, when you're on set. So it's sometimes really frustrating because you could be on set for 2 hours and still get paid the same, or you could be on set for 12 hours and still get paid the same. So it really just depends on what type of shoot you're doing, who the director is, you know, all that kind of stuff. And definitely chemistry between you and the female that you're working with, or you and the male, and the director is really important. And sometimes, you know, you can't choose who you work with, so you got to kind of take what you get and run with.
Yeah, true. I hear that. I mean, I guess that's even harder for the guys because from what I've been told is guys basically have to be able to perform at any given moment, and that there's
definitely
breaks between scenes. And I mean, if you're not able to get it back up again, then, you know, that's a problem.
It is. You know, I really, to all guys, if you're listening right now, it's you know, I give the dudes a lot more credit because there's a lot of, you know, all girls really basically have to do is lay back and take it. And, you know, sometimes it does get uncomfortable. You know, sometimes you do get tired. You know what I mean? Sometimes your body, it's not something that you're really feeling. And like I said, the chemistry really does help because when you're into somebody or you're into the scene, it goes faster and, you know, it's more enjoyable. But for guys, if they don't like the girl or she, you know, she's giving attitude or she's not performing on them the way that makes them feel good, then they really, you know, it's very, very, it's hard, you know. And I give all the guys crazy props because, you know, I think it's a lot harder if you're not, and then everybody's staring at you like, come on, why isn't he getting it up? Or, you know, when they need you to finish the scene, you know, the big shot that everybody needs, if you can't do that, then everybody's kind of sitting around and it becomes a little uncomfortable. So like I said, it does become a job. You have to be, you know, you do have to be real good at what you do.
Because, I mean, that is the worst. I mean, I've known from personal experience, not saying getting it up or anything, I mean, personal experience watching a DVD or something. And then you're watching it, and it's like it's going on for like 10 minutes. And then, like, you get to the final, you know, that money shot scene, and it's just like, dude just kind of dribbled. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And that could be because he's working so much. That's the other thing. So, and, you know, we got a lot of special effects stuff we do too, which I'm sure on some sites and some movies people can recognize. But, you know, it's just like, you know, a movie that you see on the big screen. We have ways to simulate things. We have ways to make it seem that it's one way and it's not. It's really very, very similar to mainstream movies that you would see.
All right, cool. Now, you recently went to the AVN Awards, and first off, for everybody who don't know who or what the AVN Awards are, explain what they are, and how was the trip out there?
Well, the AVN Awards are basically like the porn Grammys. AVN stands for Adult Video News, and that's basically like the one company that kind of oversees everybody. They have a rating system, they have a magazine, and they just kind of have a team of people that really overlook the business throughout the year. And what directors and performers are able to do is submit their videos for review. And at the end of the year, we all go to Vegas, which, of course, is the greatest place for the industry to be, Sin City. And we have a convention for distributors and for all of our fans to come out there. And then we have an awards, and we have an award for everything. Anything you can think of, they give an award for it. And it's a real fun time for us to just really relax. The business really just shuts down that time of year. We all go out there, and for us as performers, it's really cool because, you know, you get to sign out a booth, they bring out a booth, and, you know, they have their, you know, girls that have worked for them in the past that are in sexy little outfits, and we're just out there signing autographs. You get to talk to your favorite porn stars. You get to take pictures. You get to buy DVDs. And it's really just, you know, something for everybody. It's really, really cool. It's a fun time. The AVNs have been going on forever, but this year I was out signing for Stiletto Magazine, which is a LA-based magazine. That's about it. It's getting slower every year, to be honest with you, because DVD sales are going down. And but it's fun. You see so many people, even from Europe, all different types of parts of the world that come out just to see, you know, these girls and guys for this one weekend. So it was really, really fun. And it's nice because you get to just let loose and hang out with everybody and do your thing.
Cool. Now, were you nominated for any awards this year? Or?
You know what? And to be honest with you, I've been nominated for other awards in different. We have a lot of different awards that go on, but the AVN is basically like the biggest one. And the way I look at it, it's very political. It's all about money. The big companies that spend the money on articles and, you know, send in all their stuff to AVN are definitely the ones that you really see. And a lot of times, it's a lot of the same companies. It's a lot of the same performers, which can get frustrating because there are a lot of girls and guys out there that don't get noticed that are really good performers. And it's kind of, you know, frustrating to see the same girls win over and over, but it you know, it's very political, just like, you know, any other thing. But yeah, there's a fucking category for everything. Oops, sorry, can I say that?
Yeah,
there's a category for everything, so it's cool.
Did you ever feel the need to go out there, like, and pull like a Kanye West or something, and just protest and just steal someone's, like, you know, like are they giant like dildos or something, like, that they give out, or like, what are they?
No, you know what, they give out nice awards. It's a little glass thing, and it's a weird little design on it, and it's not, you know, they do try and keep it somewhat classy. They always have a big performer. I think Flo Rida performed this year. They do little skits, you know, they've got all the biggest porn stars, Jenna Jameson, Tara Patrick, Ron Jeremy, all the big people that, you know, most people know in the porn industry, that go out there, and people dress up like crazy in these big, beautiful gowns, and it's a real fun time.
So it's a pretty big deal.
It is. It's a real big deal. You know, a lot of companies put a lot of energy and work into the booths, and, you know, it's exciting for all of us to go out there, and just really for the models, we like going out there because we just get to promote ourselves and your fans get to meet you, and that's really, really what it's about for us.
AVN, you're saying it's like the Grammy, so I'm guessing, like, you've been to other award shows, like, I don't know, like American Music Award compared
yeah.
to, all right, and if you won, like, what kind of awards have you won? Name some of the awards you've been.
You know, I have been nominated. We have a lot of different awards. We have something called the XRCO Awards, and in all the awards, they usually have the same kind of categories. They have, like, you know, best new starlet. They got best girl, best boy girl, etc. And then this year, they actually put together a new one called the Urban Spice Awards, which is obviously for. Not just the white people in the industry, because there really isn't a lot of focus on different races in the industry, which is a big market. They kind of get left out. So that was really cool this year. I got nominated for Best Interracial Theme. But like I said, all these are very cool. The people that put it on and the people that are with the people that put it on usually win the award. So if you're dating or married to a director, that's a good thing for you, because you're probably going to win the award.
Cool. So I'm thinking we should shoot for, like, the hottest radio interview. Like, just make up our own award and just go in there and just kind of just, you know, run shit.
I like that idea.
Down with that? I'm down with that.
I think we need to have some awards that way in the industry that deserves one finally wins one.
It should be. It should be an award. Like, I didn't win nothing, but fuck it, I'm getting an award anyway. Kind of award, you know what I mean? Like,
yep, I think that's fair.
Now, you said DVD sales have been going down, and rumor has it the economy struggles have trickled down to the adult business. Now, I don't know if this is true or not, but have you personally felt a difference from the economy?
I definitely have, to be honest with you. You just got to realize, like, you know, everybody in every sort of way. So no matter what business you're in, whether it be, you know, in the industry, in the porn industry, in the stock market. It's going to affect everybody. And really what's been happening is these adult companies that are based on DVD sales, they have, it's just, I don't know, the pirating off the internet is just crazy. Like, for some reason, there's all these free porn sites out there that, you know, people are going to. Same way with how people take music off the internet and they're not paying for it. You know, you think it's a great thing, but for us behind the scenes, it's killing us because, you know, the DVDs is what made up probably 50% of the industry. And there's a lot of companies that are either shutting down or they were doing 4 movies a month and now they're only doing 1 movie a month. And, you know, our pay rates have gone down because people's budgets aren't as much. And it really has been affecting everybody. And I think, you know, the internet is just really kind of the devil now. It's really just kind of screwed everybody over. What sucks for us as models is when we go to a scene, you sign a piece of paperwork that allows that company to do whatever they want with that footage after the scene. So you don't get paid every time they sell it to a fan or every time it's played. We just get 1 flat rate and then we're done. So it really, you know, these companies are selling people's movies over and over to internet people or, you know, whoever it may be. And these people can take that footage that you did for a certain company and you could see it in 5 other places. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's really affected a lot of people out here. Girls, you know, so many girls aren't working, and it's really hard because a lot of people in this industry haven't prepared themselves to do something else. So
well,
it's definitely affecting us.
Now, you do have your own website, right?
I do. I'm super excited about it. It's actually under construction, but it is up. There's a couple of things on there that you could see of me. It's XXXSavannahStern.com, and Savannah is SAVANNAH. And I'm just excited because this is really, really all my hard work. Like, I literally designed everything that you will see on that website, from the color scheme to the pictures to, I mean, everything on it. I really just started from scratch, and I did that because I didn't want it to be like any of the other girls' sites that are out there. You know, every girl has a site. But this site is really all exclusive videos, all exclusive pictures. I'm going to have lots of girls and guys on there that, you know, you see in the industry, but you're going to be able to, you know, contact me personally. You'll be able to see webcam shows. I mean, everything on there. We got a store. We're working on some t-shirts right now. Just everything. So it's up now, but the content and the membership site definitely will be up in the next month.
So it's going to be a paid site, right?
Yeah, it will be a paid site. You'll be able to tour it, and you'll be able to, like, just buy. We're going to have banners. We'll have posters for sale. So you don't have to be a member if you want to just you'll be able to do the option if you just want to see me in a webcam show or if you just want to buy a T-shirt or get some autograph. You don't have to be a member to do that. And then I'm also going to have a calendar on there so you can see if I'm doing a signing or if I'm feature dancing somewhere. So there will be some stuff for fans that you don't have to pay, you know, that you can still know about Savannah Stern. So it's going to be cool for everybody.
Cool. So we can get this interview on there then?
Yeah.
We can do that then?
Definitely.
All right, cool. There it is. Shameless plug, but I had to get it in there. So now you're talking about doing cam shows and stuff. Like, what do you do on your free time? I mean, are you usually around the house and just doing these cam shows? Or?
You know what? I really am kind of like that stay-at-home wife. Like, I really, really never realized how hard it is to get everything done unless you do it yourself. And this is just taking up so much of my time. And this year, more than ever, I think it's going to be, you know, I'm just going to be on the go. But when I do get free time, I'm definitely at home, relaxing, enjoying myself, because all the other times we're in these big heels, we're half naked, we got all this makeup on, you're smiling, or, you know, you're in front of the camera. So it's really, really nice when you can just sit down and enjoy, you know, just being a normal person. So I'm definitely, you know, I go out once in a while, but I always go out so much just promoting, you know, being Savannah Stern, that when you can just sit at home and just relax or hang out with your girlfriends and, you know, do whatever, it's really nice. So I'm not as crazy as you would imagine, because when I get that free time, I really try and save.
So, all right, so you're sitting at home and everything. What kind of music are you into? Like, what is in your iPod right now and your iPhone? All that?
Oh, I love rap, hip-hop, R&B. I'm not going to lie. I don't listen to anything else. I love that type of music.
That's fine.
When I'm working out, I listen to, I listen to everything. I like Southern hip-hop. I love the East Coast stuff. I love the West Coast. I'm really, you know, I don't really discriminate against anything, but I definitely, you know, I'm a hip-hop rap girl for sure.
So who are some of your favorite artists?
Who do you listen to the most? My favorite artist, I'm going to have to go, the first one off the top of my head is Lil Wayne. You know.
Everybody likes Weezy.
He is all around. He just, every song, you know, you can put him on anybody's record and he makes it hot. That's what I love about it. And I also, I hosted a concert and a party out here in Fresno with him. And I love his stuff. He's great. But I really, really like Kanye. I like rappers that don't just rap about money, cars, clothes, and hoes. You know what I mean? I like it when they got a message to get across. But it's also fun to go to the club and, you know, throw up your hands when they're talking about having money in the bank and, you know, dancing. That's always good too. But definitely, I really like Kanye. I love Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, all the top dudes, all the top dudes.
Now, you mentioned Kanye West. Now, you heard the latest rumor of Kanye West, right?
Which one?
The one that he's actually trying to get into your business.
Perez
Hilton is going out on record on his website saying that Kanye is interested in doing porn, but he wants to do a bisexual film. So, I don't know. I mean, you know, sometimes I think artists and celebrities sometimes they just need to keep their mouth kind of quiet.
Yeah,
they kind of open their mouths
sure.
And put their foot in it. But now he's talking about getting into the business. You might want to check
that
out.
Well, you know, there's a lot of rappers like Bun B, Yuck Mouth, 50 Cent. They do have videos out, but you don't see them performing. You know what I'm saying? They just got their face on it. And they do a little bit, you see them talking and they have little intros into the videos. But I've definitely never seen somebody that you see on MTV in an actual porno. So Kanye maybe needs to be a little bit quiet about what he's saying.
Careful. It's cool if you want to go out there and be like, yeah, I want to make a porno with Savannah Stern. I mean, shit, I want to make a porno with you. But to go out there and say that he wants to do bisexual porn, I don't know if he's just trying to draw attention or, I don't know. I think dude's just cracking up and listening.
It could be. You know Kanye, he's always trying to stir up something, but I don't know. I'm going to have to check into that.
Yeah, you might have to check into that.
Definitely going to have to check into that.
See, you might be able to orchestrate something and get him to, you know, collaborate or
something.
You
know what? I need to contact Kanye.
I know you're listening. You need to get up on that. You need to orchestrate that, pull some strings,
yes,
make that
Kanye,
happen.
Hit me up. Hit me up on my MySpace, myspace.com/Savannah Stern. We can work on that.
All right. Now, what are some of your bigger goals and plans for life after the film business? Or, like, do you see yourself doing this for, you know, until you're done? Do you plan on doing behind-the-scenes work? Or?
You know, I have so many different goals, and I really realized last year that you got to focus on that one goal, get that done, and work on the next one. So I'm really, this website that I'm working on is really one stepping stone to get myself out of the industry. It is a great industry. There's a lot of things I've learned about it. But it's something that, you know, people have to realize you can't do forever. And my family business is actually in real estate, and they're starting to do commercial real estate. And the big thing out here is renting out houses for movie locations and photo shoots and commercials and all that kind of stuff. So I'm really, really interested in getting into the real estate thing. I can definitely intertwine that with the whole industry. I actually was talking today. I'm about to start taking some college classes again. And I really, really want to do makeup. So makeup and real estate, I'm trying to use what I've already gotten into with the industry. So they always name makeup artists. They always need locations, and there's always going to be real estate around. So definitely getting behind the scenes and trying to, you know, step behind, because that's really where the money's at. Behind the scenes is where all the money's at. So I want to get my website up, get it running, get it going. And after that, it's going to be just a whole year of me touring around and promoting the website. And once that's solid, then I'll be able to my real estate stuff and my makeup stuff and just kind of intertwine those together. But ultimately, I think if I, you know, 10 years down the road, I definitely see myself doing more real estate, because that's just where my family business is at. I know a lot about it. And but I don't know. I actually just got a movie. I got a movie deal. I'm about to sign the contract this week. And I just talked to the dude before I called in. And I forget, they don't even have a movie title, your mainstream movie. The dude that did Ocean's 11, I think, is going to be the director. So I got a pretty big part in the movie. I'll have more updates on my website about it. But I really, acting was kind of something I just came upon, and I think porn really helped me with it. But I really like it. So you may see me in some movies in the box office as well.
That's what's up. So you're just branching out. And I mean, now when you're walking around out on the streets, do people recognize you, or do they?
They do. You know, it's not, I'm definitely not Kanye West, where you can walk down the street and everybody pretty much.
He's getting a lot of shine in our interview, isn't he?
He is. He should be thanking both of us.
He should. We're giving Kanye a lot of plugs in this interview. But go ahead. Go.
I'm just using him as an example, because that's a good thing for him. It should be very flattering, you know. But I do get recognized, you know, and I have a lot of porn star friends that, you know, especially when you're, you know, teamed up and you're out of the club, people will definitely view. But, you know, the most that I get recognized, I would have to say, will be out here in L.A., mostly because, you know, it is kind of like the porn central. Or New York. For some reason, New York, every time I go out there, whether I'm, you know, at a hotel, I'm at a club, somebody out there always seems to recognize me.
We need to get you out here to Philly.
I know. You know what? I've only been there one time. I've never actually been out there and stayed and partied it up. But
you gotta come
out in the
summer. I
make a few right now that we will come and hit that spot at a club when we're ready to launch this website.
Yeah, because it's too damn cold right now. It's like 20 degrees out here. You need to come out in the summertime when it's nice and hot.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm not a cold person. I can't be out there in the cold.
All right, now let me ask, are you single? And what kind of guy or girl? Like, are you bisexual, straight? Like, what, let us all know what's going on with that.
I am dating somebody. He is in the industry as well. I will keep his mystery. But I really like, I'm into black guys, to be honest. That's mostly what I date. But I definitely don't discriminate against, you know, any race. Or any type of person, short, tall, you know, whatever. But
because your favorite DJ is white, you know that, right?
It really doesn't matter to me. It's just kind of like what has kind of crossed my path, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's just the people I surround myself with. But I've just found myself dating black guys. I'm into very athletic dudes, dudes that really take care of themselves, dudes that have, you know, something going for themselves instead of, you know, no direction or idea what the hell they want to do with their lives. And I think definitely a sense of humor, because I am so sarcastic. I love to laugh. I love to make people laugh, sometimes at my expense or their expense.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody, you know, I can just really be friends with and talk to, and it keeps me happy and, you know, is okay with what I do. That's the main thing. When I go out, I have to tell people I'm in real estate sometimes, because I'm so sick of people assuming just because you're in the porn industry that if they meet you that you can go home that night and get it on. Because that's not, you know, that's not how I do things. Like I said, it is a job, so you kind of have to be careful with guys and what you say to them.
So now you said you're mostly into black guys and everything. Your nationality?
I am Native American and white. My dad is full-blooded Indian, Chippewa and Potawatomi. And my mother is a little teeny bit Indian, and her family background is French. So I get a lot of people think I'm Latino. I had a girl ask me a while ago if I was Asian. But I'm definitely, I take pride in being American Indian, because you don't really see a lot of almost full-blooded or full-blooded Indian girls around, so...
That's what's up. I mean, a lot of people have always asked me, like, you know, what is she? And I've always known you Native American, but I guess that kind of opens up different areas and different movies, because you could pretty much play white, Native American, Latina.
Yeah.
So you could play a lot of different roles there.
I could. Now, that's a good thing, though. I like, you know,
the
versatility gives you a lot of different options in this field to do a lot of different things. So,
and I'd work with any person in the business or outside the business. Could be famous, you know, not famous. Who would it be and why?
If I could work with any person in the industry, I think it would have to be Ginger. She is my girl. She's got some big, beautiful nipples.
That she
and
does.
I just, I don't know. She's the shit. We did a scene together ago, but she's very sexual. She's got a good look to her, and I think definitely I'm going to have to get her on the site.
Yeah,
so
she's crazy as hell. I've seen her MySpace, and yeah, she's got all kinds of stuff going on there.
Yeah, MySpace.com/HavanaGinger. The Real Havana Ginger. I'm sorry. MySpace.com/TheRealHavanaGinger.
We're going to have her here on the hot soon real soon. So we'll be talking
to
her.
Yeah, get her on the show.
So, I mean, no other famous. You said you like Lil Wayne.
Famous celebrity. I'm telling you, hands down, I get Beyonce.
Really?
I have to get Beyonce because I love her booty. She is so beautiful. She just seems like she's got this sexual beast inside of her that is ready to come out, and I would just love to just have my way with her.
so you want to go down on Beyonce. You don't really want her to take control of you. You want to take control of her.
Oh, she could take control. You know, definitely have to be a back and forth share, you know, give and take thing. But definitely, I think she's gorgeous. I really, really love her. She's just a phenomenal woman. I think that'd be great.
See, we'll have to hook that up too. We got Kanye West, we got Beyonce. Yeah. We could haul the whole Rockefeller family on there. I mean, shit, we could do this. Jay-Z could get his hands on that. He have a porn distributor, you know?
Yeah, you know, got to get everybody involved.
So, what is one of the craziest things you've ever done on or off film?
Oh my gosh, you are putting me on the spot right now. One of the craziest things I've ever done. You know what? Recently, I had to do a shoot. Now, this is going to be really hard to... But there was a huge little kid pool filled up of Jell-O. And it was supposed to be, you know, Jell-O that was okay if it, you know, got on your body or got inside of you. But I had to do a scene with this dude inside of the pool of Jell-O. And we were slipping and sliding. It was just... It was so crazy, and I was so irritated. And thank God he was just a really cool person. I had worked with him before. And, you know, it was really, it was easy to, you know, laugh with each other. But I'm just like, who the hell wants to see somebody in Jell-O when we just looked uncomfortable? It was everywhere. It was in every crack and crevice on my body. Like, I just did not feel sexy at all. And I'm just like, I've done every sort of film you can imagine, you know. I've done pretty much everything in everywhere, on everything, with every type of scenario. But that Jell-O thing just really, really topped it off. I'm going to be talking about that one for a long time.
So that's like the kinkiest shit you ever did, or...
You know, I mean, being in this industry, you know, there is a company or a line of videos out somewhere that has something for everybody. And I've, you know what, actually, the one I'm supposed to be doing is pretending to be like an animal. I'm actually doing that one next week. And they're going to put a collar on me and, teach me some crazy, but it's all sexy. It's supposed to be sexy.
You're going to teach you tricks?
But, you know, as the industry kind of dies down and you see so many, you see the young girl, you see the fat girl line, you see the transsexual, you see, you know, whatever it is, there's something out there for everybody. And I've pretty much done everything that I can do for, you know, the type of look that I have and the things that I'm willing to do. The one thing that I haven't done that I really, really want to do is have sex with a cop. A real cop.
A real cop.
A real cop. So that's my one fantasy, the one thing I haven't done. But other than that, I mean, I've pretty much done everything.
And that just falls back to the Lil Wayne thing. Are you just because you've seen the Mrs. Officer video and you just, you know, have a fetish for that, or like, what is it?
No,
the handcuffs?
You know,
like,
just,
what is it?
You know what? A couple of years ago, I got pulled over by this really handsome black cop, and I was going to try and kind of work my way out of it, but I didn't know if he was going to be on for it or if he was going to write me another ticket for trying to solicit myself. So I'm like, you know, I'll just keep that as a little fantasy, and until it happens, I'll just let it be my fun little fantasy.
Well, what about DJs? I mean, DJs can't get no love?
BJs?
DJs. Well, BJs on DJs is good.
Oh, DJs.
There's the name of the video. There's the name
of the
DVD.
You know what? I've done a DJ. I haven't done a white DJ, so there's always an opportunity for white DJs in there, you know, taking applications as we speak.
You hear that, so. Clinton Sparks, eat your heart out. She got Mixmaster B first.
Exactly, so.
I'm telling you, that could be the name of the DVD. BJs on DJs.
You
I'm
know
seeing
what?
It right now.
Don't tell everybody that right now. We need to keep that between me and
well,
you because I like that. I like where
it.
You're going with that.
Same, we could do a mixtape.
We might have to bring
it.
You out here for that.
Definitely, definitely. I'm down with that.
I like that idea.
All right, we'll keep that on the wraps.
Okay.
Right. Now, what sort of secret talents do you have that you feel separates you from everyone else in the business? Like, what puts you ahead of everyone else that if someone wanted to work with anyone that they would pick you because you're the best at this?
Oh, man. Okay. I see off the top when you know, if you took a poll of everybody, they're going to tell you Savannah Stern sucks the best
you can
penis
say
in the industry.
You can say
I give myself mad props because I have girls telling me they wish they were dudes so that I could suck their cock. And I don't even know where it came from. I've never took lessons or watched a porn before I started doing it. But I don't know. I have this natural talent for sucking cock.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is. You know, I enjoy it. I like it. I like teasing it. That's just kind of like my signature. That and also I have this crazy, crazy arch in my back that, you know, I thought all females had. And when I got into the industry, I heard all these dudes like, oh, my God, photographers, even girls were like, your arch is insane. And it's like, I don't know if I'm missing some part of my backbone, but I can just arch like crazy in any position. And it just, it's very, very erotic and it just is crazy. So
you're very flexible.
Definitely Savannah the arch girl or Savannah the BJ girl would be my claim to fame.
Now, like, for everybody who has never seen you and are all running around now Googling and looking for your website and everything, give your physical description and your measurements and all that so everybody can get a mental note if they're driving around right now what you look like.
Okay, I am 5'6". I'm 118 pounds. I have beautiful tan skin with freckles everywhere. My breast size is a 34D, and those are fake. I had them done 2 years ago. My waist is a 26, and my butt or hips is a 36. And I got beautiful green eyes and really, really long dark brown hair. And I don't have big feet. I take pride in that because I think big feet is gross. I'm a size 7, so.
Now, a lot of people have foot fetishes. I never got into the whole foot fetish thing. Feet kind of creep me out.
You know what? My feet are beautiful.
So you could change. You can make me into a believer. You can have me.
I could.
Foot fetish.
I really could. I actually last night I had somebody, a fan, email me and ask me to send him some of my dirty shoes because he just loves my feet. And I don't know why he wanted them dirty, but
I would have asked for panties or something. I mean,
you know, but like you said, there are those foot fetish people out there. So I really take pride in my feet. I thought by now I would have had messed up feet because I played soccer for 15 years. But I have beautiful feet. That's one of my biggest. I love that part of my body. I always keep my feet manicured. Right now they're French tip. I always keep them French tip. But feet, I don't know. That foot fetish thing is a big thing. It's a big thing out here.
I've seen it. I see a lot of websites have the foot fetish in it. And what's the whole thing with the balloon?
Foot jobs.
And
yeah.
Tickling with a feather and all kinds of weird shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, if you got a hot ass girl like Savannah Stern right there, Lance, I don't want you rubbing my feet. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to do something more than tickling my feet with a balloon or a feather or some shit.
Yeah, you know right? Mean? It is a little bizarre, but, you know, like I said, there's something out there for everybody.
All right, now, I got one fetish, and I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to send you one of my DJ shirts, and I want you to go ahead and model that for me. Will you be able to do that?
Definitely.
All right, I'm going to send you out that. I'm going to send you out a whole bunch of mixtapes and everything. You're going to rep MMB to the fullest out there, and we'll do this MySpace page. So is there anything last you want to tell any of the fans out there, or, you know, any last words?
Well, I just want y'all to stay tuned and definitely watch out for my website because it's going to be hot. I also have a cell phone deal with a company called Jawa that's about to be in the works, and it's actually a mobile fan club. So you'll hear about it. Raz B from B2K, 50 Cent, Brandy, a few of the names of people that just signed on. So this is really, really big for me because there's no other porn stars or models that are going to be a part of it. But basically, you're going to be able to join for a membership fee, and you guys will be able to have exclusive, I'll be able to text you from my phone, videos that I just did, exclusive pictures, a little voice note. You'll be able to find out, you know, where I'm at, all kinds of stuff. So it's another cool little way to kind of keep in contact with me and learn on and get that. I think what the fans really want is that exclusive stuff. So I'm all about having fans, you know, not being able to get what I'm giving them somewhere else. So that's another thing I got going on. But I just did two box cover movies that should be coming out. One's called Big Ass POV, and the other one is called Valley of Dolls. So look for me. I'm going to be on the box cover of those. And I also do, I'm part of a bikini company, Tease and Bikini. They have a website, teasandbikini.com. They're a great company. It's all really sexy girls. They take girls to Jamaica and Florida and just do calendars all year long. So I'm in some of those. And definitely go to my MySpace, myspace.com/SavannahStern. And on there, you know, you can see my blogs, my bulletins, all that kind of stuff. And YouTube.com, search Stern. I got a whole bunch of behind-the-scenes videos of me just being me, which I think is another good thing that the fans want to see, me being silly because I'm a big goofball, and me traveling around, all that kind of stuff. So, or you can just Google Savannah Stern, and you can see me.
That's what's up. Now, I got a question because you say talking about YouTube and everything. How do you make a mozzarella stick? I'm just curious.
You know what? She caught me off guard with that one. For all of you guys that don't know what we're talking about, I got caught talking about mozzarella sticks. And I'm still trying to figure out how the hell you make a mozzarella stick because I think that they do. I don't even know, man. I thought that they inject it. I think they inject it with the
like
cheese
steroids
after they make
the
ready. I don't even know.
Like
I need to talk to a chef and find out how to make these damn mozzarella sticks because this is a question that's been up in the air. But if you go to my the YouTube, you can check out how I think you can make mozzarella sticks.
And see, I think what they do, I think they take that polio and like the little string cheese. You know, they take the little sticks of it, and I think they just kind of, they wrap it in, like, they rub it around in, like, breadcrumbs or something.
You're right. That's a good one, too. That's a good one, too. That
I
might
mean,
be
I don't
got
a YouTube to explain that, but, you know, it's just, I'm using my media outlet here to explain how I think a mozzarella stick would be made. You know,
think Jack I don't know. That's a question up in the air, so.
Well, I thank you again for coming on to the show, and best of luck to you, and we'll be looking forward to all those projects and hopefully getting this interview on your website. And what is the website again?
It's XXX Savannah Stern, SavannahStern, like Howard Stern, .com.
That's what's up. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Not a problem, not a problem. Catching up with you real soon, and you're always welcome to come back. And when you come out here to Philly, we'll definitely get you here live in the studio. And I don't know, we might bring in some fans and everything. Might do
awesome.
Some, you know,
yeah, I'm definitely going to keep you posted and let you know. We're definitely going to do an American tour once this website launches, and we're going to be hitting all the main spots. So we're definitely going to have to hit Philly.
That's what's up. All right, that's Savannah Stern on the line with us here. This is Real 91.5 FM. We're going to keep music flowing for you. Be right back after this.